Yeah, I kind of got started too back in the 60s or early 70s there. I came back from Montana. I tried to move out to Montana, but I couldn't find any work out there. Except government sending contracts out in the mountains there. That didn't pay too well. But anyway, I came back from Montana. My dad was into it. He was into it, CV big time. And then I got went to work with a carpenter building some custom houses, and the guy had a little site business there in Oxford selling CB radios, and he got me to do all the installations for him, so I got kind of hooked. That was about the time they went from 23 channel to 40 channel, but yeah, it was already solid state by then. I think I was hooked back then, but it was kind of nice because in the evenings, like Oxford, Lake Orion, all the little towns, a lot of the families would sit around in the evening with the radio and talk back and forth kind of thing. It was really kind of interesting there. But it lost its appeal real quick when, just like you, I started chasing wine, women, and song, you know. Wine, women, and song and work, and pretty much took care of most of my time.